and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have come together to seek God's comfort in our sorrow and to rejoice in the promise of the resurrection. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you wept at the grave of your friend Lazarus, and you consoled Mary and Martha in their distress. Draw near to us who mourn for Hilbert, and dry the tears of all who weep. Calm our troubled hearts, dispel our doubts and fears, and lead us to praise you for having brought him to faith. In your rising from the dead, you conquered death and opened the gates to eternal life. Strengthen us with your word, and lead us through this earthly life, until at last we are united with you and all the saints in glory everlasting.
Amen.
We join to sing, "I'm But a Stranger Here." We turn our attention to these words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters, he restores my soul.
He guides me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We hear these words of resurrection comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus gives us this comfort. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God.
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
When Christ, who is our life, appears,
then we also will appear with him in glory.
We will be before the throne of God
and serve him day and night in his temple.
Never again will we hunger. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water.
And God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
Let us pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son, Jesus, to destroy the power of death and to open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we too shall live. Comfort us with your promise that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Further reading from Holy Scripture, Psalm 121, where the Lord gives us a glimpse of who he is and what he is doing for us. And that serves as great comfort for us who are here to celebrate this victory that Hilbert has won and the comfort that it gave Hilbert during his time here on earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Another reading from Holy Scripture, this one from Ephesians 6, where salvation is rooted in God, in his grace, and thankfully by God's grace, Hilbert stood firm in that grace. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to a glimpse of Hilbert's earthly journey. It's on the back page. Hilbert was born on February 24, 1938, to Edgar and Lydia. He was the middle child of three boys. The family lived in Austin, Minnesota, where he helped on the family farm. In his mid-20s, Hilbert moved to Southern California, then in 1970 moved to Sacramento. In Sacramento, he worked in a paper mill several years, moved on to American River Hospital for 7 years, and then became employed at Aerojet, where he worked for 23 years before his retirement in 2000. Hilbert became a member of St. Mark's in 1970. He attended worship services regularly and enjoyed taking his turn as an usher. He loved to take pictures at church gatherings and everywhere he went on his many road trips. About 18 years ago, Hilbert introduced his new friend, Janice, to the Lord and St. Mark's services. She soon joined and accompanied Hilbert every Sunday. He looked to her for friendship, advice, and companionship, a true blessing. Hilbert was kind and generous. He was quite the character, a very unique soul. His faith in God was strong, and it showed, keeping God as the priority in his life. Hilbert is survived by an older brother, Lauren of Yuma, Arizona, younger brother, Wayne of Clear Lake, Iowa, two nephews, a niece, and a number of cousins. He was called home to heaven on September 18, 2023. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen. I direct you now back to page 5 as we continue with the hymn verse, Lord, when your glory I shall see. Reading from Holy Scripture, this one from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, pointing out the fact that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead, and at a time like this, how important this fact is. And so we are encouraged to believe and live. Now, Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear friends, grace, mercy, and peace thankfully remain ours in great abundance from God our Father and sealed through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we take a further look at Scripture, John 14, where Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." The word of the Lord. Jerusalem, the golden. Beautiful picture right there. And then it goes on to say, with milk and honey blessed, the sight of it refreshes the weary and oppressed. The Bible is full of word pictures, and many a hymn writer based on the Bible carry on those word pictures in their hymns. Just like that one. Jerusalem, the golden. What's heaven going to be like? Golden. I mean, we think we got some golden hills right up the road, but they pale in comparison to the gold that's in heaven. And the sight of that, it refreshes us. And that's the point of the word pictures that Jesus made sure by inspiration were put into the Bible. That we could be refreshed, because the Lord knows we need to be refreshed day in and day out, especially at a time like this. And so Jerusalem the golden, and all that comes with it, that thought, that picture, it refreshes us. The weary and oppressed. I mean, earlier in one of the hymns, we sang how earth is a desert drear. And a fitting picture as well, because oftentimes this earth can be depressing. But it doesn't have to be. Thanks to what Jesus has promised here in John 14. Because here on earth is not our permanent home. Our permanent home is up with Jesus in heaven. And so that sight of Jerusalem the golden, heaven with so many rooms that we cannot count, and thankfully with bathrooms that we don't have to clean, it's a refreshing sight. It's fitting that we talk about word pictures, because who loves to take pictures? And with a picture, comes what? 1,000 words. And did Hilbert like to talk about his pictures? Yes, he did. You know, he had so many pictures, right, Janice, that we had a U-Haul just for the pictures. Well, that's not quite true, but a lot of great memories looking through those pictures of trips, of this church. But that's not all that he loved. By God's grace, through the gift of faith, he loved his Savior. Now, was that a perfect love that he had for his Savior? He'd be the first to admit, no. None of us have that perfect love for the Savior that we ought to have. Jesus reminds us that that love for our Savior is to be one of a total commitment in our thoughts and in our words and in our actions with all our heart, soul, and mind. Well, none of us can live up to that. But yet that's still what God, our Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth, still expects of us. And even more so of those he has called to believe in him as Lord and Savior. And so Hilbert would join you in church and join us. And part our services include that confession of sins. Lord, we have not lived up to your expectations of love in our entire being. We're sorry. And then Hilbert, along with the rest of us, would hear those words of absolution. You're forgiven. Not by anything that you can do or have to do, but by what Jesus has already done for you, for us. The victory has already been won. And the full fruits of that victory that has been won for us in Jesus, well, when we get to heaven, we get to experience the full fruits. And that's what Hilbert is able to do right now. He is experiencing the full fruits of the victory that Jesus won for him, the victory that he was led to confess in, the victory that he took comfort in week in and week out, day in and day out. And so when he would take the pictures of the church, it was a labor of love. when you go on his trips, those were of love. He enjoyed those trips. And those trips to Reno, you go one way, he go another. And then he give me a recap of what he did. Big screen TV, watching the games. Big baseball fan, sports fan. Why did he do all that? For love. And if something were to happen on those trips, well, he knew the victory is already his. So he didn't have to travel in fear. He could travel with confidence. And that's how we're supposed to go through this life, not in fear, but with confidence, because the victory has already been won through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. But we need that reminder often that the victory already has been won through the word pictures that Jesus has given to us through his word, because day in and day out we face trials and tribulations that wear us down. And sometimes we say, Lord, how long? And he says, not yet. The victory's still won, but I still need you here for a little while longer. And so thankfully, the victory has been won by Jesus our Savior. The victory that Hilbert is able to enjoy in full force, and the victory that we look forward to enjoying in full force as well. In the meantime, the Lord gives us the comfort, not just for ourselves, but the comfort to share about what we have to look forward to. What's at the heart of that victory? Not only did Jesus die on the cross for our sins so we could have reconciliation, but that's been sealed by his empty tomb. Because he lives, we too shall live. And then he pointed out to his disciples, not yet, but in time, this is where I'm going to take you, to heaven. So don't be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has so much room. You don't have to fight to get in. It's a place that we look forward to be. He is going there to prepare a place for us. Because Jesus is not inactive following his crucifixion and resurrection and ascension into heaven. He continues to work out on our behalf, interceding with our Heavenly Father each time we don't live up to those expectations, reminding God the Father, I paid for that one too by my death on the cross. And he's making sure, right, that heaven is already for us. And it is. And so part of our role, as Hilbert recognized too, while we're here on earth, again, this victory is not just for us. This victory is to be shared because there is room in heaven. And so for us who are here today, we hopefully find comfort through God's word in the word pictures that are in his word. But we want to not just keep that to ourselves. Like with any picture, we want to show it to others and explain what this picture means. And so we want to talk about Jesus' victory, how that has been attained for us, what that means for us now while we're living here on this earth, and what that means for all eternity. So let us not stay weary and oppressed by this desert drear that we live in, because we have something better waiting for us, guaranteed by Jesus. And the word picture he puts here in John 14 reminds us it has been accomplished, it is waiting for us. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. Not I might come back. I will come back and take you to be with me. That's what he's done for Hilbert. That's what he's going to do for us. That's what he's promised. And God keeps his promises. Maybe not in our timetable. Maybe not in the way we want, but in the way he knows that is best for us. And so God help us find comfort in the victory that he has won for us. God help us then take this victory and pass it along to others. And that way, what Hilbert was doing with those pictures can be carried on through us. Maybe it's a picture of the church. Maybe it's the picture of as we are celebrating Christmas pretty soon, or Easter, whatever that picture might be, that can get a conversation started about the victory. That's how we can honor him. But more importantly, honor the Lord. So find comfort. In that victory won for you and for us all. What a beautiful word picture. So Jerusalem the golden, with milk and honey blessed, the sight of it does refresh us, the weary and oppressed, the victors. Amen. You're welcome to join with me in speaking these words, a confession of faith which reminds us of the victory we have and how we have it. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the great company of saints who have finished their lives in faith and now rest from their labors. We remember especially our loved one, Hilbert, whom you have redeemed by the blood of your Son and received as your dear child through holy baptism. We thank you for giving him to us as a companion on our earthly pilgrimage. In your compassion, comfort all who are sad in this hour. Lord, in your mercy. We praise you for your love in Christ, which sustains us in life and death. In our earthly sorrows, help us find strength in the fellowship of the church, joy in the forgiveness of sins, and hope in the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy. You do not leave us comfortless, but strengthen and care for us through your word and sacrament. You give us family, friends, and neighbors to help us when there is loneliness now and in the days to come. Brighten our future with a firm trust in your promises and care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remove our fears and make us bold to pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
With that thought in mind, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Dust in my eyes. I was trying to tear it out. So we don't weep for Hilbert. We weep for the things we'll miss. But we'll see him again by God's grace. We're not going to Wendy's for lunch, but we are going to our multi-purpose center as pizza and salad and cookies have been prepared for the gathering to continue to reminisce and just to share some of the pictures that you looked at and just other memories that you have and comfort and build up one another. And whether you're going there or not, we'll at this time, though, just offer a prayer of thanks for the food that has been prepared. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest and let these gifts to us be blessed. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you for being here and celebrating the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ that was given to Hilbert and that he is enjoying fully at this point in time. Thank you.